Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 303 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. Here's today's question from Chris.
Hi, Pat. This is Chris, and I just was wondering about your design, your website design. It's gorgeous. I was just wondering how, you know, you had all these designs throughout all the years, and how did you come up with this one? What was the process like of creating it or working with someone? I would just like to know a little bit more about that.
Chris, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Now, the design of the Smart Passive Income blog has gone through a lot of different iterations. And so I'm going to take you back in time. We're going to get into the DeLorean right now and go 88 miles per hour and head back into time in 2008. And I'll kind of just go over the life span of SPI in terms of design and kind of what the different features were. For those of you listening, I'm going to, you know, obviously this is a very visual thing to talk about, but I'm going to go and do my best to see how we can do this for you and sort of the things I've learned along the way and the things that I was shooting for at each moment in time. And there are a lot of iterations that I was, you know, looking back, I'm like, what was I thinking? And so here we go. Oh, and actually, if you do want to follow along, there's actually a post that I wrote before the current design that you see now. And, you know, if you're watching this in the future, maybe the design has changed even again. But if you go to this, actually, if you go to Google and type history of themes, smart passive income, we'll go way back to October 23rd when the site started, and the just, man, the crazy design iterations that were here on the site. So just look up History of Themes Smart Passive Income on the computer if you're there. If you're obviously on on your mobile device and are driving, or you know, don't stop for this. You can check it out later. But okay, so October 23rd, 2008, I saw that a bunch of people that who were doing online business at the time had this theme called Thesis, and I actually on Thesis right now. But this is what I started with, and I just used the very bare bones minimum, where all it was the default theme. And it had the Smart Passive Income blog at the top, and the tagline at the time was Smart Ways to Live a Passive Income Lifestyle on the Internet with smartpassiveincome.com. Had a little RSS subscribe button, and then at the bottom it says, hey, my name is Pat, and all those things, and just a couple posts. It is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Just the way it's set up, and I actually tried to hack this myself and put different parts of it, and it just, the spacing is terrible. It's just mostly white, except the title's blue. There's no red or green like you see now. Okay. 3 days later, I switched to a new theme that allowed me to take advantage of some of my Photoshop skills. So I actually Photoshopped a logo that says the Smart Passive Income blog, where the O in blog is a light bulb. And you'll see on the right-hand side that there's this subscribe via RSS thing. It says subscribe via RSS or subscribe via email. And there's a field there. And I swiped that directly from problogger.net, because that's, I mean, it's even the exact same colors that they had at the time, and this little icon, and I hacked my way into that. I mean, I didn't just like copy all the code, but I created it and made it look like that. And I remember specifically working on that, just that little orange part of that subscribe area, and taking a whole day to do that, because, and I've mentioned this before, I wanted to do everything myself. And looking back, I just wasted so much time on the smallest things that didn't even matter at the time very much. I mean, there were several ways I could have done that, but I wanted it to look like Darren's at ProBlogger, because he had a blog that was extremely popular, and he still does, obviously, but he has 100,000 subscribers at the time. And I was like, oh, maybe if I put this, I'll have 100,000 subscribers. Of course not. But we all do that, right? We see what somebody else is doing and want to do the same thing. And this is very much that way. This was a free theme that I got in the free themes repository in the back end of WordPress. And so you could see a little bit about kind of what's going on there. And then what is this? A month or two later, November 3rd, 2008, that's when I had the first sort of red and green design with the Smart Passive Income blog logo with the little post-it notes and the license plate looking thing. It didn't even look like a license plate at that time, but that's the introduction of Hello, my name is Pat, the name tag that you see on the right-hand side, which has stuck ever since. It's sort of become something I've been a little known for, and also I have a backpack that matches that that people find me at conferences with. But this is where you start to see the red and green colors, like I said, and a lot of the elements that you see now are pulled from this. And this was actually a $200 or $175 design that was done on Elance.com that started everything. So this guy named Michael, he was awesome. So that was in November 3, 2008. June 9th, 2009, so 6-7 months later, I had him design another theme. That was based off of a lot of different feedback. And just before I even tell you about this, there's some screenshots here on this blog post where I talk about the history of comments of people who are commenting about this new design, the one in June, coming from the old one. And then here's a comment from Glenn Alsup, who you might have heard of before. He blogs over at viperchill.com. He and I are good friends now. But here he was commenting on my site when I changed it to this new theme. He said, "Sorry, man, but the old design is much better. There's far too much text here in the sidebars. Everything looks crowded and squeezed together. Check out CopyBlogger to see how to make a 3-column design still feel simplistic." And looking at this design, it was completely cluttered. And at the top, I put a little 60 by 468 banner for an ad, and it says, click here to get started, the in-content ad leader. And then on the bottom, or on the right-hand side here in the sidebar, I have my subscriber numbers. I'm actually looking at my subscribers numbers there, and it says 772, I think, is the number. And, you know, now it's well over 100,000. So going back in time, it's just crazy, actually, to look at this. But under that, I have 4 little blocks, each a different ad for something. One of them for Bluehost, one of them for Internet Business Mastery, another for LegalZoom, another one for another thing that I never even used before. I mean, I was still in the very early rookie stages of online business at this point, and I was just trying to put as many ads as I could on the site. And even on the lower left-hand side here, I can see there are some Google AdSense ads on Smart Passive Income. And I remember specifically, I mean, the first thing I did was actually take those down. I actually call this 6-month period, because it took 6 months before I redesigned it. I call it the dark days of SPI, the dark days of SPI. Then in October of 2009, I connected with a company that helped me design greenexamacademy.com in a very, very professional, awesome looking way. There's this company called Blazer 6, Brady and Brody, two brothers, Brady and Brody, who worked on that site for me. I hired them to really make Smart Passive Income look much, much better. And they did a fantastic job in January of 2010 when eBooks the Smart Way came out for the first time, when I first started collecting emails. Remember, I talked about the mistakes that I made. I didn't start collecting emails until this iteration. This was like, was this the third or fourth or fifth iteration? But the Hello, my name is tag is still there, and the content is still there, but it's much, much, much cleaner, much cleaner. And actually, you'll see that's where I start to put in this little gray bar underneath the navigation menu, which I actually don't have anymore. But I put that in there because I saw it being used on eJunkie.com. It was an element that I saw them use, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. It gives me a little thing at the top of the page that just is a little message based on something I'm doing now. And I used to put fun facts there, and sometimes I would put promotions and stuff. But there was a sticky post at the top of the page. Usually it would be my income report or something, you know, below that bar. And, you know, that's where more red and green sort of things started to happen. I started to learn more about what worked and what didn't. You know, I see a really nice looking opt-in thing here that has a really great picture of eBooks the Smart Way with some information, and then a red, bright red button that says free instant access. So I could see I'm learning. I'm learning. And then in April 2011, I did a sort of minor adjustment where not at the top was the monthly income reports from the previous month, but now it was this idea of the getting started page, and that was really important and still is an extremely important thing. Actually, it's the most highlighted thing. Well, that was weird. The most highlighted thing on the homepage. If you go to the homepage right now, Smart Passive Income, and I know this is going to be the case in the future as well, so if you're listening to this in the future, it's going to be the same thing because it is so important. The most obvious call to action when you go to my homepage is click here to get started, or don't know where to start, click here. You know, just at least helping people who are at my page for the first time, guide them through the content that I have. You know, it's not just the about page, it's the getting started page. And that page is not only one of the most visited pages on the site, and that's probably because that's the clear call to action on the homepage, but is also one of the most profitable pages and also one of the biggest, or highest converting page into my email list. And then the design now, which I love, is completely different than how it was before, but it does pull a lot of the elements that worked, like the picture of me introducing myself. And then, on a blog post or a podcast, you'll see that name tag, but the name tag isn't there on the homepage. The homepage is completely like a landing page where I want to show exactly in the first 10 seconds who I am, what I'm about. And to get to this point, I had Corbett Barr and Chase Reeves from Fizzle.co. Back then it was called thinktraffic.net. I flew them over to San Diego, and we locked ourselves in a conference room and just tried to figure out, okay, Pat's been doing this blogging thing for a while. Let's put this all together. What is Smart Passive Income all about? And it literally took us 6 hours of just talking and brainstorming and just chatting about what SPI was about and who it was for and what it was doing to come up with this. We didn't even have a design in our heads, but we knew what the design was going to be about and what it was showcasing. And that's where the whole idea of let's see what works comes into play. And that's why that's the biggest text that you'll see like on the internet here, because it's just right up there in the front. Let's see what works. Because I realized that it was the fact that I just did these things that I talked about. I didn't just talk about what worked. I did things to see if it worked or not. And it didn't always work. And I knew people loved what I talked about because I was always transparent and authentic about it. But that phrase works so well. Let's see what works. And so the entire theme that Chase created and coded the first go-around was completely done based off of that. Let's see what works. So, okay, what goes with that? Well, first, who's showing me let's see what works? So that's why there's a giant picture of my face and an introduction. But then it showcases all the things I'm up to. So you can click on food trucker. You can click on security guard. These are the things that are working. Let's see what works. Here is what's working right now. And then the really interesting fun fact about the homepage where it says, I'm the crash test dummy of online business, sharing what works and what doesn't so you know exactly how to build your business better. That was just placeholder text that Chase put there. He's like, hey, Pat, we need to put something clever and nice here, something that shows exactly who you are. I just put this here just because it fit the spacing. And I read it, and I was like, that's fantastic. And he was like, wow, that's the first thing that came to head when I thought about you. And I was like, then leave it. This is perfect. And ever since then, I've been known as the crash test dummy of online business. And then in the bottom, I show my latest podcast episode and then my latest post. So there's not a whole sort of magazine aisle of things to choose from. It's less overwhelming. And you can choose from my latest podcast and latest post from here with a little blurb behind it. And then when you go to the blog page or the podcast page, you know, there's a lot more design elements put into it, but a lot less happening as well on the sidebar. So, you know, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. The Hello, My Name Is name tag has been updated as well with my son in it, and he's much older than he was featured in that name tag back in the day. And then the other thing was the income reports. So that's at the top of every page. People can click to see the latest income reports. And that was done purposefully because That's the page that most people go to. So a lot of this is a combination of just talking this out with somebody who's knowledgeable about design, talking about who I am, what I'm doing, and why, and who's here and what they like, but also what's working on the site. Whenever you're doing your redesign, you want to know what people are going to and make sure to keep those things. And then also make sure that you have all the elements that are there to make sure it's a great experience, but not overwhelming. And, you know, even after Chase designed this and we launched it, there were some, you know, things that didn't go right, and we switched things up. We made some changes based off of feedback. You know, you got to make sure you really pay attention to the feedback, and you don't want to just respond or react to the first thing that's said at you. If you do a redesign and somebody says, that's terrible, like, you got to change this, don't just change it right away. Use that as a starting point to start that conversation with others, and you'll find, you know, maybe that person is just an outlier. Maybe that person is somebody who just had a bad day, you know? So make sure you don't react, but you take that information, you listen, you pay attention to the feedback, and then you come up with a smart way to validate that truth or not, and then you kind of redesign based off of that if you have to. So that's how I went about it. Probably the biggest thing after we launched the new design that happened was actually in an effort to declutter the site even more, because that was one of the things that people said about my old site, is that it was too cluttered, too overwhelming. We put the podcast episodes in the resources page, so people had to click to the resources page, and then the podcasts were featured there, because I figured the podcasts are a resource, and the resources page is one of the top visited pages on the site as well. Well, when I did that, my download numbers that were showing up on Libsyn.com, which is my podcast host, were cut down by half. Literally cut down by half, just simply because people could not find the podcast as easily as they could before. And that was a big eye-opener for me, and that's why the podcast tab is still and will forever live in the navigation menu on SPI. And that's where a little bit of the inspiration for the smart podcast player came from, because I just knew that a lot of my people who are listening to the podcast are listening directly from a website. So why not enhance that experience of listening on a website as opposed to just having a play button with a little slider and a volume thing? That's it. So that's where the Smart Podcast Player came from. You can check that out at smartpodcastplayer.com. Whew. Anyway, that's a long history, or not very long, but a decent amount of information about the lifetime of the design of the SPI blog. And it is being changed right now, actually. And, you know, you always want to make improvements and optimize. And some of you might be thinking, well, why fix it if it's not broken? It's obviously working for you. And yes, it is. But it could potentially work even better, and especially with the addition of AskPat and the addition of SPI TV, those things aren't necessarily featured in the way that they should be featured on the site. And, you know, even when you look at the icon, the podcast artwork for AskPat, it looks completely different from the rest of my brand. So we're not just doing a blog overhaul or design change. We're doing a brand audit and really connecting everything together. So you'll see that in the near future, hopefully in mid or Q3 of 2015 here. But Chris, thank you so much for the question. This has been a lot of fun to talk about, and thank you for allowing me to do that, everybody. And I hopefully it gives you some inspiration and things to think about in your next redesign. And whether it's coming soon or later, hopefully you can have this in your back pocket for later. Chris, an AskPat t-shirt is headed your way. We don't have your email, so shoot me an email, and we'll get that to you very soon. And those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on the page, thanks to SpeakPipe.com. Thanks so much for listening in today. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And this quote is from Sir Richard Branson. And he says, when you're first thinking through an idea, it's important not to get bogged down in the complexity. Thinking simply and clearly is hard to do. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Hey there, thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.